Hey everyone, welcome to episode 39 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is a takeover episode by Tom Dunn. Tom Dunn is a graduate of Student Radio and is currently a broadcast journalist for Global, where he reports for Global's newsroom. Let's hear from Tom about his radio journey.
Hello everyone, my name is Tom Dunn and I'm a broadcast journalist for Global Radio. So that's the company that owns the likes of LBC, Classic FM, Capital FM, Heart and Smooth. I love my job. I get to meet some fantastic people every day, whether they're in the public eye or whether they are a member of the public themselves, covering lots of issues from politics to sport and everything else that's on the agenda, really. It's been a busy year this year with COVID-19. We had Brexit Day, the Australian wildfires. We had Liverpool winning the Premier League, which is the patch which I am based in. So it's been a busy few months so far. How did I get into this job and role? Well, I studied 4 years at university at the University of Central Lancashire in Preston. I went in there with not the best A levels. I managed to get on the foundation course for the BA journalism, which I did for a year, and managed to do pretty well in the first year, and then got myself onto the 3-year degree course of sports journalism, BA honours. I love my sport and I love talking about it, so really it was hand in glove. It fitted perfectly for me, and that was where I really built a passion to take on the radio side of broadcasting. I joined Student Radio there, which was, at the time, it was called Frequency Radio. I managed to get the sports editor job there. I had my own show, and my passion just for radio just grew from there, really. And I managed to get invited to the SRA conference in Exeter, which was a really, really fun couple of days away with some of the team, and got to meet some fantastic people in the industry, and really worthwhile getting to know some other people from other unis who are getting into student radio. And I know full well now some of the people I met there have gone on to bigger and better things and have jobs in the industry, so well worthwhile going and getting into student radio. Where did your interest in radio begin? Well, where can I start? I mean, you could even go back as far as childhood, just from listening to, you know, Chris Moyle's Breakfast Show on Radio 1. Loved listening to that in the mornings. Talk Sport as well. Love my sport. And it's a great medium, radio, because at the end of the day, television is very hard to get into. And radio, anyone can really, if they, you know, if they try their hardest and if they're passionate about what they do, radio is the one for you, I believe, anyway. I mean, pictures paint 1,000 words, and I know that's a cliche that any radio journalist or any radio presenter will say, but it is true. You are able to, you're more capable to be able to tell the story to the listener through the microphone better, I think, than using pictures. I mean, you know, over the last 3.5 years since I've been working at Global, you know, the introduction of video has become pretty big, you know, using it on socials. Now, when we go out to jobs now, we aren't just thinking about gathering audio and how we're going to put packages together. We're thinking about how we're going to film it. How is the audio going to fit in with the video? But down to the bare bones of it, really, with radio, if you've got a passion for radio, and if you love speech radio, especially like I do, working for LBC, it's a great way of, you know, putting yourself on the journalism platform, the broadcasting platform. I know plenty of people, not just working here at Global, but with other industries that have started out in radio and then gone on to, you know, either higher jobs in radio, editorial jobs, or, you know, running departments, or they've chosen to go down different routes, you know, in television, social media. So really, the sky's the limit when it comes to radio. But yeah, I would just encourage anyone, if they're looking to go down the broadcast journalism route, or indeed, you know, TV, radio, media studies, give it a go in radio, because everyone who works in radio is really nice. Again, another cliche about radio, but it's the truth. Everyone that I work with is fantastic. They motivate you to do better. They're always there for support. And, you know, people I work with, when they're at the top of their game, they are the best. And, you know, I just encourage anyone to get into it, really. Talk about previous experiences you've had of working in the radio industry. My big break really came when I was freelancing for Global. It was just before I got a contract. So my big break basically came in very sad circumstances in May 2017 when the Manchester Arena attack happened. I was working at two radio stations at the time. One where I got my first break, which was at D106.3 in Chester. I started my morning shift there, reading, and then went home, didn't think anything of it, went to bed at 10:30, only to read through Twitter, as I do just before I go to bed, to see that something had happened in Manchester. Knowing full well that there was the potential that I could get a phone call at that time, and I did. We didn't really know at the time what was happening, but it was important to have feet on the ground there and people in the building to be able to let everybody know exactly what was going on, to the best of our knowledge anyway. But yeah, that was really my big break, because I got to go on national radio throughout the night, basically updating people about what was happening, what the situation was in Manchester, and then obviously having to bring that very grim news that 22 people had been killed after an Ariana Grande concert. You know, one thing I've learned about working in journalism is the stories that we're covering, that they're always huge, but when something like that happens and it's so close to home, you know, I live 40-minute drive away from Manchester, and I've been to the Manchester Arena so many times that, you know, when you see scenes like that, and you're green, you're a young journalist, and you know you want the big stories, but when it's there in front of you, you can't panic. You need to have a strong head on your shoulders, and you need to just basically keep it together. And it was difficult, I'm not going to lie. It was a difficult night, and the days that preceded that were very difficult. But, you know, it enabled me to get my first live broadcast on national radio. So that was the big one for me. And, you know, I got to meet some fantastic people through that. Survivors, police, doctors, people working at the arena that night, and I still keep in contact with them today. So that was my first big break. Other experiences, I've covered Champions League finals, I've covered Premier League title wins, I've been abroad to cover stories, I've been down to London to work on the news desk at LBC. Basically, any big story that's happened in the last 3.5 years, I've probably been some part covered it here in the Northwest anyway. The Manchester Arena was a big one for me. I've also dedicated a lot of my time, well, I dedicated about 10 or 11 months of my time last year to covering the Hillsborough trial, which involved a police match commander from South Yorkshire Police. He was on trial for gross negligence manslaughter of 95 Liverpool fans at the Sheffield Wednesday football ground in 1989. And that was long, you know. Court reporting, it has its moments, it's quite exciting, but a lot of it is also sitting there and listening to long evidence and long case studies, which is very interesting. But when it comes to reporting it, you need to write down a lot of notes. But yeah, when that news broke that he got found not guilty, that was pretty big, especially here in Liverpool. I know many of the families and have got to know them a lot better over the last few years. And, you know, similar to the Manchester Arena, you know, it's one that's very close to home for me, especially. And, you know, to be able to cover it in the way we did and, you know, kind of take the emotion out when you're reporting is very difficult, but we were able to do it. And, you know, when you go home after covering these sorts of stories, you are able to let your guard down. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, when you come into the workplace, it's a different ball game, and, you know, professionalism shines through. And yeah, that was a big day for me, being able to be a part of that broadcast. I was part of the team at Frequency Radio in Preston at UCLan. I started off by having my own show, which was a sports magazine show with one of my flatmates. We basically came up with a load of features and essentially ripped off Talk Sport, really, for an hour a day every Thursday. But it was good fun, you know, and it really got me... It fueled my passion for wanting to sit here in front of a microphone and be able to talk about what I love. And to have my friend with me doing that as well was great. And then that led me on to becoming the sports editor and being able to, you know, run a couple of other shows, casting my eye over them. And one achievement which I'm quite proud of, looking back to then, we did the Frequency Radio, the UCLan Student Radio's first ever outside live broadcast all day. It was an 8-hour broadcast on the on Varsity Day against the University of Lancaster. So that was a big achievement for me, and you know, lots of people got involved in that one, which was fun. So yeah, like I said, I had a few roles. I was a presenter, which was a sports magazine show with me and my friend. And then I moved on to become a sports editor. I didn't actually run for any elections at SRA conference. Probably one thing I look back on with a bit of regret, to be honest. I know quite a few people who work for Global who have done similar things, and they've gone on to, you know, presenting, producing, being on the news desk, and they've got nothing but praise for the way the SRA conducts themselves and, you know, what the committee does every year as well, putting that conference on. It's no mean feat putting that conference on when you've got hundreds of people coming in. You've got to put on workshops, you've got to book guests, you've got to, you know, put that big awards show on the last night. So, you know, kudos to them for doing it. Personally, that's not really my thing. I'm just more interested in getting behind a microphone and broadcasting. I'll leave the logistics and organisation to other people. But yeah, credit to every year, the SRA put on a brilliant show, and I learned so much from doing those workshops. So yeah, well done. Congratulations to them. And it will go on for many years, I'm sure. What made you choose to get involved with and join your university and student radio society? My flatmate, who works for the BBC in Leicester now, he was the one that got me into it because, you know, me and my other flatmate who did the show with, we both had a big passion for sport, and there was a hole in the Frequency scheduling at the time for a sports show. It was that there was a lot of speech-based stuff. There was a news programme, there was a drive programme, a breakfast programme, but no sports programme. And there's lots of sports societies at UCLan, and lots of passion for sport at the university as well. And he felt it was lacking and something was needed. I liked radio at that time. I was more leaning towards going into TV when he asked me. It was probably about year one or year two of my degree course. And it was the best thing I ever did, going into student radio. And I'm really glad I did it. What have some of your highlights in your student radio journey been? Well, I mentioned one of them before, which was being able to produce and oversee that 8-hour outside broadcast. Again, I don't like organising, but I had a big team around me who helped me a lot, you know, from sorting out wires and cables. You never need enough gaffer tape in this job when it comes to organising an outside broadcast. And there were people there who provided those things. Lecturers provided mixing desks and commentary kits for us. So we did a live commentary at three games. We did, I think, two football games and a hockey game. We also had reporters at other matches all around the campus. And then we had two presenters in the studio presenting the show for a full 8 hours and had guests in as well. So we had to book a few guests in. It was a slog, and I needed quite a few beers afterwards because it was very stressful, but all worthwhile, and everyone enjoyed their day, I think. And another one was being nominated for an award in the first year that we did our sports show at the university. So that was a big moment for me as well. And it was all fun and games. SRA days. I went to one at the University of Exeter, which was a long drive down from Preston, especially with three other people in the car. But good fun all round. Met some really good people. Met some people from the BBC. Met some people from Global. I think I even made a little business card as well, which, looking back on it, probably looked a bit too big for my boots doing that. But, you know, at the time, I felt it was the right thing to do. You know, I'm trying my best to get people to know who I am and remember my name when it comes to the end of my degree course. And I'm firing emails out to all these people saying, give me a job, give me a job. So, yeah, it was all good fun. The workshops, I think I did two or three each day, and they were great fun. The socialising aspect as well, I mentioned that before, getting to mingle with other people from other stations and other universities who have now gone on to work in the industry, which is really fantastic to see. So yeah, that was a lot of fun doing that. I started off my radio career 1 month after I graduated, which I got quite lucky with, to be honest, because I registered as self-employed as soon as I finished my degree, because I thought, well, that's the best way in for me. You know, there's lots of freelancing gigs going at various different stations. At the time, there was anyway, which was back in 2014. Yeah, and then, you know, that was my big break at my local station as well, which was massive for me. I'd grown up listening to D, and, you know, kind of thinking in my head, I know these people because I've listened to them for so long. So it was quite easy for me to fit in there because I kind of got the dynamic from everyone, and I kind of got to know everyone a bit better as well. And, you know, 6 years on, I have left there, but I still keep in contact with a lot of them, and I'm really good friends with a few of the people that still work there. What advice would you have for people currently in part of student radio? Keep doing it. No matter how hungover you are, go and do your show. No matter how busy your social life might be, still go and do your show. Is there a good movie on? Is there a good student night on? Still go and do your show, no matter what, because, you know, you may only get three listeners. It might be your mum, your dad and your dog, but it doesn't matter because your passion for radio will never stop. If you were as passionate as I was at the time anyway, I was fully aware that there was only like four people listening, you know, whether that be my girlfriend back home or a couple of friends. But it meant the world to me just to have one person listening to me and one person, you know, replying to texts or, you know, getting involved on Twitter or Facebook. And it fueled my passion for it because it actually got me to think about something else other than university work. And I think that's a great lesson to go by when you go into the industry because, you know, I work on about three or four different stories a day, probably. So I can't focus on one thing. I have to be focused on about five different things each and every day. So being able to do that in university, so being able to focus on my exams and my coursework, but also being able to, you know, have planning meetings in the flat for the show for the next day, or being able to plan with other people on what their show content is going to be. When I was the sports editor there, you know, having that sort of organizational skills is fantastic. And I would 100% encourage people to stick with student radio and keep on doing it. And, you know, tell people that you're doing it as well when you do graduate, because you never know who's been a part of it. And last question, What advice would you give to those wanting a career in the radio industry? Hassle people. well, not quite. Keep emailing people. You know, the way I got in, I think it was the day after my graduation, I found a list of all the news editors in my region, which is the Northwest, sent them all, just said, this is what I got in my degree. I'm passionate. I want to learn. And one replied. Even if they reply and say, we're really sorry, we can't give you this, we can't give you that, trust me, they will remember. I sent, he's in the next room, but my current boss, I sent him an email just as I'd graduated. He didn't reply to me, fair enough. I sent him another one. He replied to me and said, really sorry, there's nothing we can do at this time, but, you know, keep trying. And that was the best advice I ever got. I kept trying, got a job. And yeah, just put yourself out there. You know, be passionate about what you do. Keep emailing people, you know. Get on Twitter. And yeah, just be passionate about it, you know. I mean, I love what I do. Days are hard. Some days are very hard. Some days are harder than others. Some days are easy days. You know, you get them. But yeah. I love what I do, and, you know, I'm only starting off in my career, really. I'm 29 years old. I've been in radio for 6 years. I've won O2 regional awards. I've been a winner nationally at the IRN Awards, which are done by Sky News. I've been nominated for the Press Gazette Awards. And that's all in 6 years. And that is just down to, you know, knuckling down and trying different things. You know, radio is such a great industry to be in because you meet some fantastic people, you learn something new every single day, and there's always a platform to go one step higher. And I would just encourage people to stick with it, and, you know, you will love it, trust me. Thanks for having me on, and good luck to everyone in their future careers. And if you ever need any advice, or, you know, you want to come in and do some work experience or whatever, please don't hesitate to drop me a line. And yeah, good luck with everything.
Thank you, Tom, for sharing your radio journey with me. It's been great to hear what you've been up to so far. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!